Good morning. I'm glad to see you. Well, sort of. You're seeing me, but in my mind, I'm seeing all of you. You don't know how much I love you and miss you, and I certainly wish that I was there with you. And I'm tired of not being able to hug people. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of not hugging people. And I want to bring you a word today, and I just titled it "Truth Is What Matters." Just the truth is what matters. And just hang on to it, and I'm going to give you a couple of verses. You're going to think, really? Yeah, really. And we'll get into this in a moment. But let me cover a couple of housekeeping things. It's really important to you, to all of us. I've tried every way I can to figure out a way for us to have a drive-in church next Sunday, and we really need FM radio. I was thinking about a speaker. That won't work. So we're not going to try that. But I tell you what we're going to do, and it's the best I know how. If all of you will get you a little grape juice and your crackers or bread next Sunday, we'll do the Lord's Supper together this way. And I'll lead you in the Lord's Supper in next week's service, and we'll just have a good time. So we'll do it that way. And I also, each one of you in your home can just have the Lord's Supper with me and share it with your family. And we'll just, why not do new things? I'm learning a lot of new things, like doing this. And so, secondly, from my heart, your tithing and your helping keep this place going and keep me going, keep the ministry going, in spite of all this stuff that's around us. And I would be amiss not to tell you that from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And thank you. You're keeping us all going, and you're good people. And I love you bunches for it. Now, I'm going to get into this message, and they'll have to be shorter, especially because this is new to me, and so bear with me, and you won't get my normal, 15 closings. We're going to work through this pretty quick just to get to the truth. And so truth is what matters, and we're coming out of Luke. I'm going to read this passage to you. It's Luke chapter 9, beginning verse 23. Jesus said to them all, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." And then the rest of it says, if you want to save your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you'll find it. But the main, where we're going to focus today is, if you would come after me, deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. And that's what counts. So let me give you what the Lord's put on my heart about this. And the first part of this says, if you want me, if you want me. And if you want me, it says, here's what it says. If you really choose to be one of my true, what does that mean? If you really want me, he said, I'm not going to make you choose me. But if you really want me, you can have me. And right now, people are wanting face masks and gloves and the government to do something and all kinds, everything. So, in other words, somebody else do something for me. And I don't blame you. If you have a face mask, wear it. If you got gloves, sanitizer. But let me tell you something. In the midst of this, what do you want most? Who's the one that's going to stop this thing, this pandemic? Who's going to kill the viruses? And who's going to protect you? It's not gloves. It's not masks. It's not the government. And it's not a vaccination. I'll tell you who it is. It's God, Jesus Christ. And he'll provide all these things. There'll be a vaccine one of these days. But friends, it's not that. If there's a vaccine that is developed, then there will be. It's God given the knowledge to do it. God provides the gloves. God provides the mask. I'm hearing people cry out for material things, and I understand it. But listen here. If you would come after me, what's he saying? If you want to be one of my disciples, then trust me. I'll provide for you. I will do for you whatever you need. God promised to meet all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And he said, quit focusing on what can hurt you and focus on what can save you. And so if you would come after me, just set some things aside for a minute and quit panicking and worrying. God is supreme. Now, the devil may have started this, and there may, people say it's political and all this stuff. Whatever it is, my God's bigger than that. So is yours, if you let him be. And so if you'd come after Jesus, why don't you acknowledge him and acknowledge your fears and what you're upset about and what's concerning you? But when you come after Jesus, you've got to accept him into your heart. Ask forgiveness for your sins. Repent of them. Get them out of your life and let him forgive you and take you out of this thing and deliver you from this junk. And so he's, you know, coming after means acknowledge Jesus, confess him as your Savior and Lord, accept him in your heart, and let him be the Lord of your life. And he's going to take care of you. And if, you know, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, then let him be your Lord. If you would come after me, go after him, and he'll provide all the stuff you need. I truly believe if all of God's people seek his face, like it says over in Chronicles, and if you seek my face and humble yourselves and repent of your sins, come back to him. He says he'll heal the land. He'll stop this stuff. He said, when these things come, if you'll come to me, I'll knock them out. And he'll put them down. He'll stop it. And so if you would come after me, then focus on Christ and set your heart and mind on him. I guarantee you God's got this. And I just wonder if he's allowed some of this to keep us from slipping any further. And to say, my people, it's not about money. It's not about being able to buy toilet tissue. You know, there's a freak out over that and all that, people panicking. He said, what's important to God is me. I provide this stuff. I'll take care of you. I'm going to meet your needs. And even though one thing looks like it's going away, maybe your job's not secure, or there's all kinds of... we have a God who can provide other things. Maybe God's saying, would you trust me for miracles? How long has it been since you said, God, would you perform a miracle for me? Would you perform a miracle of salvation in my life, a miracle of lordship? Take over my body, heal my body. I need money miracles or whatever miracles. Bring my kids back or husband and wife together, whatever it is. God, we need a miracle in this country. We need a miracle in this world. Why don't we ask him? He's a big God. He's been working miracles. I think if he can part the Red Sea, he can do anything. He can raise Jesus from the dead. He's got it. And we're not dead. He's raised us from spiritual death. He's got this in his hands. Invite him in your heart. Trust him. Secondly, he said, if you deny yourself. People always take this as a horrible thing, and then they say, well, that's a tough one because that means denying myself, you know, certain pleasures or that and all that. And maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Yeah, we know the big sins, and God wants us to deny and not be selfish and go serving our flesh. But friends, I want to ask you something. You know, isn't it beyond denying yourself ice cream or certain foods? Or maybe you say, maybe he wants me to deny watching a certain sport or whatever, these kind of, you know, superficial things. I'm wondering right now if God is saying, I want you to come after me and deny yourself. Meaning, can you deny your fears? Can you, in the authority of my name, refuse to be afraid? When you have to go out in public, when you have to go to the store, or wherever it is you need to go, you have to get fuel for your car, your truck, trucks, yeah, trucks, yeah, truck, big four-wheel drive trucks. So we pull up and what are we afraid of? Put on your gloves, use sanitizer, if you got a mask, fine, but you know what? Maybe God wants you to step out there and say, I'm doing all I know to do, but I'm going to trust God to do what he does. I want you to know, God, that I trust you more than I trust something, a disease. Are you following me? I need to deny my fear. I need to deny what I'm worried and stressed about. I need to be able to go out. And I'll tell you something else with this. Why don't you deny your silence? I have to get out. I do things. And do I wear gloves? Yeah, you know, I wear gloves and I go to the gas. You know, you get to go to the gas pump. I've been wearing gloves before this ever started. I just do, and I use sanitizer. That's just me. I don't want to touch something, you know, 1,000 people have touched, and no telling what. But anyway, and so this is nothing new to me, but it is to a lot of us. But I want to tell you something. we're standing there, and when I get out, I see people, and they're afraid to speak. It's like saying a word through a mask or something that's going to contaminate you. Okay, we're keeping the 6-foot rule and all that. But friends, this is a time for you to shine. Why don't you deny your silence and say to people, "Hi, how are you?" And no, they're shocked. I've been doing that, and then they're stunned that somebody speaks to them. We're in a zombie world. All these zombie movies we kind of laughed at and used for entertainment, we're acting like them. Friends, I'm going to tell you something. I challenge you with this. You know, yes, keep your distance and all that, but voice carries. Speak to people. They're walking around like zombies. This is America's zombie land. Change it. We have an opportunity to deny ourselves, our fears, our worries, and all the crud that's being said out there. Speak to people. You know, just the other day, I just spoke to this couple who act like they were about to keel over, you know, if they just breathe the air. And I just said, "Hi, how are y'all?" And they didn't know what to do. And finally, they started talking from a distance. And it's like, you know, so I addressed their fears. You know, this stuff's scaring everybody to death. And, "Oh, yeah, yeah." I said, "But isn't it nice just to say hi? It's nice to talk. I'm so glad to see you. I'm glad you were here." And they just started smiling. People, we have a chance to shine when the rest of the world's in darkness. We can be in the light. We're the light of the world, the salt of the earth. And get out there and be it. No, you don't have to be foolish. But when you have to get out, be out. Come out of your shell. Speak through your mask. They can hear you. Wave with your glove, your little gloved hand back and forth. It's going to be fine. You know, be strong. Deny yourself all this crud that's being poured on us. We are Christians, children of the living God. In the wilderness, when the people sinned, and Moses was told to make that bronze serpent and hold it up on a pole. And when the people looked at it, the serpents bit them. But when they looked at the serpent on the pole, anyway, they were healed. And it's a real symbolic thing because I'll tell you what it means. It means no matter what's snapping and biting at you out there, seen or unseen, if you'll just look up and remember who's in charge of all this and cry out, "Jesus. In the authority of Jesus' name, I deny my fear. I deny the crud that's coming at me. I deny silence. I deny anger. I deny all accusations. There's no time for that. Man, stop worrying about dying and start living. You know, you can always live no matter where you're at. I've been in some bad situations, folks. And you got to strive. You got to want to live. Some of you, I wonder, and I'm not accusing anything, but I won't say you, but I run into a lot of people. Let me tell you something. That's their problem. They're more afraid of living than they are of dying. They've never lived, never braved it, never had to face something that they can't control. And I wonder, by the way, I wonder in this, is that something God is wanting us all to deny right now? When Jesus said, "Deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me," is Jesus saying, deny being in control of everything? Well, God has allowed a situation you can't control. I can't control. None of us can control this thing. And so all of us controllers, or all the controllers in the world that have to be in charge of everything, you're not in charge. And now, sometimes God allows things like he always has through history to say, "My people, now you can't control it. So are you going to step out in faith and trust me who can control it?" I think there's a lot of things in their lives God's addressing through this. Look at the positive. He's changing people. He wants the Christians to be light of the world and the salt of the earth. And now you can do it. Do some salting, do some lighting up. But listen, you can't control this. So don't worry about what you can't control. Look to God who can control everything and be who whatever you can be. People need you out there. They need you at the gas pump. They need you when you're in the grocery store. Don't run and hide. You know, put your mask on or whatever and say hi to them. Some of them won't speak to you. Most of them will freak out. You sent the high germ. They're so worried about the virus germ. Why don't you send the high germ out? Contaminate people with faith, hope, and love. That's what they need. We have a chance. This is our opportunity when we're going to get another one like this. So put it out there. You've got it. You're a good people. I like Full Life Fellowship. You've been the greatest folks in the world. You're faithful. You're good. And you can come out of this and anybody else listening to this and fight this thing and fight your fears. And you do it by accepting Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. He's bigger than this thing. Let go of that control. Let go of those fears. Fear of the unknown. Listen, there's always fear of the unknown. We think we've got it together. We don't know what's going to happen when we walk out, you know, drive off and from the driveway, do we? We have no idea. Who knows? Really? Seriously? Maybe this is all to bring us and bring it into focus. It's like we've got this thing and we're all panicking and freaking out. These things have been here always. In one form or another, and God's protected you from what? How many illnesses and diseases has God protected you from? You didn't even know it. Accidents, junk, stuff out there. He's been protecting you all along. And now, because the world's freaked out, God's people have a chance to stand up and say, I'm going to do all I know to do, but the rest is in God's hands. And I refuse to hide in the shadows. I am salt. I am light. I'm coming out. I'm going to deny this crud. You know, if I got to go to the store, no, don't do anything needlessly. That's why we're not all together in church. We're trying to do what's right. But you got to get out there. Sooner or later, He puts us in places. He lets things happen to where we're forced to get out there. And you're going to have to do it. And so you just suck it up and give it to God. There's so much in my life I've had to suck up. So suck it up. You know, I don't mean that bad, but get on it. And trust Him. Put your sanitizer on and pray the blood of Jesus over you and keep living. And so that's that. You know, this worry, this frustration, this fear, this disappointment, give it to Him. And then this last thing, I want to give you this closing thing. He said, if you want to come after me, if you follow me, you must deny yourself, take up your cross daily. You know, when people were led to the cross, they had to carry a piece of it. They couldn't carry the whole thing, but they had to carry a piece of it. People misinterpret this and they think, and I've heard this all my adult life, people saying, oh, it's just my cross to bear. Bull. Jesus took all that on the cross. He took your sins. He took it all. He took your diseases. He took all your aches and pains and sorrows. He took all of it on the cross. He crucified it there. When you ask Jesus in your heart, all this stuff's crucified with Christ. So what is He talking about? He's saying, look, I'm here for you, but I want you to take your piece of it. I want you to declare to people and stand out as salt and light to the world that, hey, I've got my piece of the cross. And I'm willing to go wherever Jesus leads me, and I'm willing to do what He tells me to do. You know, and He's not going to lead you to do something crazy. But sometimes the things God speaks to us about and wants us to do, they seem a little odd to other people. Sometimes maybe even foolish, ridiculous. Read your Bible and look at all the biblical history. God's asked people and His prophets, His people to do things believing in Him that just didn't really seem to make much sense. And later saved a nation, you know? So if He asks you to do something, if He's speaking to your heart about something, it may not make sense to you. But if it's in His Word and God's speaking through His Spirit, it makes sense to God, and that's all that matters. That's why we go after Him, do what He says. He wants me to deny right now my worry and my fears and take up the cross. You know what it really means? When I take up my piece of the cross, it means, Jesus, where you go, I go. Where you lead, I follow. I'm your servant. I'm your disciple. And it means being honest with God and saying, God, I have fears. I'm afraid of this thing. I'm afraid of dying. I'm afraid of living. And for all of you afraid of dying, there is no death for us. What's death? Nothing. It's living that counts. It's being afraid to live and take risk out here in life. It's being afraid to just open up your eyes and ears and see and hear the cries of the wounded, the sorrows, the hurts, the pains. People all around us don't know what to do. We do. We do. We have the answer. We know it's Christ. And don't be afraid to tell Him. That's what He wants us to do. That's my piece of the cross. That's what I'm doing this morning. What I'm doing here with you is my piece of the cross. This is what I'm called to do. Am I getting rich by it? Not by any means. Do I worry about finances and all that kind of stuff? Of course I do. And what do I have to do every week? Give it to Him. Give it to Him. I have to live on, I call it living on the edge of faith. I have to. There's a fine line there between faith and just despair, and it gets real close sometimes. And I think often have to live with both faith and despair. It's my despair that increases my faith. It really forces me to go to Him. Don't give in to anything. Don't give in to this. Be willing to do what Christ wants you to do. Go where He goes. Just follow Him. Look in His Word. Pray. Pray the blood of Jesus over you, me, over your family, your husband, your wife, your kids, your friends. And get out here and face this old, hard, cruel world. And just remember, this really is nothing new. It's something that is being really, I mean, everybody's freaking out over it. Well, what are they not freaked out about? All my life, I've seen people in the media and everybody else freaking out about something. Now, this is a big one. I'm not playing it down, but there's been bigger. We used to worry in the Cold War about something a lot bigger than this. There's nuclear weapons. And there was a time we came really close in the Cuban Missile Crisis. We give credit to a man, God stopped that. And if God could keep us from blowing ourselves apart and ruining the whole world and turning it to cinder, I think God can stop a little thing floating around out there. And if we believe it and pray it, He'll do it. You take up that piece of the cross. You come after Him, deny yourself, and take up your cross and turn loose so you're trying to control. Is you don't have this. I don't have this, but God does. He's a wonderful, beautiful God. He really is. And now's the time to discover that. In the midst of this darkness, you just walk out there in your yard, look around, look up at the sky, and say, you know what? Help me, God, not to be afraid to live. Maybe it's living that's my problem, and I've got to stretch my wings and start flying a little bit. You'll find it's not so bad a place after all, even in the midst of crisis. That's when we shine, folks. That's when God turns out His heroes and your heroes. Every Christian is a hero. You face all kinds of opposition, all kinds of stuff that'll ridicule you. They'll make fun of this that I'm saying here this morning. I don't care. Why do you? I like living, and I encourage you to live. So let me close with this. Yeah, I'm closing. This is a real closing, only one closing. But I want to say this to you in closing. You trust in the power of Jesus Christ in the midst of crisis. Following Jesus means let His light shine in you and through you. Let it shine out in the darkness. Let it overcome your despair. Deny that stuff. Get on with it. Ask Jesus to take over. You got this. It means that when others are running backwards, I'm walking forward. With the armor of God on me, and I know the truth, and my breastplate of righteousness is on, and my helmet of salvation, my feet are shod with the preparation. It means I know the word or a lot, some of it, enough to keep me going. And on my head, I've got that helmet of salvation. In my hand, I've got the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And friends, they're running backwards, and we're going forward. You're going to beat this thing. We're more than conquerors to Christ who loves us. He's a good God. And get out there and give people hope. Man, we're life givers. We're hope givers. That's what this is all about. So live and go forward with faith and with hope and with love and with the conviction that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He's King of Kings and He's Lord of Lords. He's got this. He's got you. Listen to me. Jesus is who He says He is. He's the real deal, and we're really His people, and this is in God's hands. It's the truth that matters. Been so good to be with you. We'll talk to you again soon. God bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up His presence, His countenance upon you, and God give you peace because He's already made you more than a conqueror through Himself, through Christ who loves you so. Blessings, blessings. Live, live, live in Christ. God bless. God bless.